unity. As temperatures start to rise, so does the anticipation of swimmers to get back in action at their community swimming pools. Karabert Pool will open June 6, a little later this season due to guard shortage, says Recreation Director Bobby Hebron. There will be 8 pool staff that include the pool manager and office staff. Hebron says there will be some plumbing work to complete before opening, but nothing major. Our trusty manager will take care of the transition between Red Cross and Lifesaving Swim for Life lessons. We will bring on extra staff for registration date, set for May 16, to help answer questions. Karabert Swimming Pool offers aquasizes, lane swim, water walking, a junior guard program, dive clinic, Canada Day activities, and Toonie Tuesdays. The pool welcomes sponsors for free swim days again this season. The staff also help with the park program, which runs Tuesday to Thursday starting July 4. The Town of Karabert website, as well as the pool's Facebook page, are the best sources of information for scheduling and news from the season. Guard shortages have caused the pool to close for 3 days in June, as well as the recreation department have had to cancel school swim lessons in June for the same reason. Looseland Credit Union Community Swimming Pool is slated to open at the end of May. Lifeguards and the Public Works Department worked hard May 8 to get the pool prepared for the season and began filling it with water. The lifeguard team of Hannah, Manger, Fox, Olivia, April, Emerson, Sierra, Lane, Shanae, and Evan are ready to roll for the 2023 swim season. Synergy Credit Union Swimming Pool in Macklin opens May 26. June is an exciting month as the pool announces that on the first 3 Mondays of the month, June 5, 12 and 19, there will be free swims for moms and tots from 1 to 2 p.m. Toonie Fridays will continue in May and June, with swimmers allowed to swim from 3:30 to 6 p.m. for only a Toonie. Unity Credit Union Aquatic Center is set to open May 26. As for closing date, we are planning to leave it open minimum until September long weekend, Parks and Recreation Director Lisa Fieser says. Fieser said all of the 2022 staff are returning with the addition of a new guard, Joshua Delamo. Lesson registration began via email only May 11. Programming. With the switch to Lifesaving Society from Red Cross this year, there is a lot of info being shared on social media to inform people. It is best to check the pool's Facebook page for helpful information in this regard or email unity.pool@sasktel.net. We are also trying to line up diving courses, possibly adding an adult stroke refinement class and few other fun additions to our lane swim and aquasize classes, adds Fieser. Wilkie Recreation Director Lori Fenrick says, we are looking to open last week of May, first week in June. We have 8 lifeguards in total, which includes our manager. We will be interviewing to hopefully hire a couple more. Fenrick said the Lifesaving Society has released documents to simplify the transition from Red Cross lessons to RLS. In addition to public swimming and lessons, Wilkie Pool will offer synchro and aquasizes. Residents can find scheduling on the town website as well as the Wilkie Swimming Pool Facebook page. This will be the second last year for the Wilkie Swimming Pool, as per a previous article in the Unity Wilkie Press Herald and SasktoDay.ca, there will be a new pool constructed and ready to open for the 2025 season. According to Mayor Ziegler in his monthly mayor's report in the May 12 issue of the Press Herald, the building of the new pool will start in August 2023 and be complete by July 1, 2025.